Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Today's AI versus Austin is Vegas themed.
Woo, 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 woo.
As you might have guessed here on Melissa and Austin's Vegas week, because tomorrow we are going to be doing our show live from Circa in Vegas, Old Town Vegas, right off of Fremont Street. Hope you join us if you're coming out for the Bears-Raiders game. But guys, when you come home from Vegas, a lot of times you get hit with different scenarios that you need excuses for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't worry, AI and myself are here to help. We have come up with a couple of excuses for these scenarios. All I want you guys to do is tell me which one is better for each scenario.
Okay? And what are the scenarios?
The scenarios are being extremely hungover and sluggish.
Been there.
Okay.
You lost all your money gambling.
Oh, been there.
And you've been caught with glitter and lipstick on your shirt.
I have not been there.
That's probably Austin.
Okay. No, it is not me. We'll start with being extremely hungover and sluggish.
Okay.
Here's excuse number one. Oh, no. I'm not hungover. I just accidentally signed up for a 3-day sleep study that just so happened to be sponsored by Tito's Vodka.
I like that.
Here's excuse number two. I'm not sluggish. I'm just moving in slow motion because Vegas doesn't deserve to see me at my full speed.
Ooh. See, normally when I'm hungover, yes, I'm more slow, so I kind of go with the speed one. What about you, Melissa?
The second one.
Okay, is that AI or Austin? No, that was AI.
Oh.
Yeah,
shoot.
I thought you guys would have gone for the sleep study. All right, here's number two. You lost all your money gambling.
Okay.
Here's excuse number one. No, I didn't lose my money. I generously donated it to keep the lights on at the Bellagio fountains.
That's polite.
Okay.
And excuse number two? Technically, I didn't lose it. I invested it with a new French financial advisory company. I believe it's called Rouletti.
I love that one.
I didn't like where that was going until the end.
The end, yeah. You got to do the accent with it. That really sells it. So let's go with number two.
Is that me? No, it is not me.
Oh my
gosh. No, that is the AI.
Oh. All
right, well, I'm going to try and salvage at least one of these. Scenario number three, caught with glitter and lipstick on your shirt.
Whoa.
Here's excuse number one. Relax. My Uber driver was a lipstick-wearing unicorn. It happens in Vegas all the time.
Okay.
And excuse number two. Oh, this? No, I was mugged and attacked by a roaming band of Cirque du Soleil performers. It was brutal, but fabulous.
Gotta go with Cirque du Soleil, because that is, maybe you get
really
some sympathy points.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'll go with that one.
Is that AI or Austin? Finally! I got at least one.
Wow, that's weird that Austin knows an excuse to get out of lipstick being on the collar.
What did we say earlier?
Guys, no.
We all know better now.
Again, come see us tomorrow at Circa off Fremont Street in Old Town Vegas. We're going to be doing our show live from there, and we'll be at Stadium Swim all day long. It's Melissa and Austin. You guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
One's Gotta Go is powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt.
I wonder if at that point we should go.
That's too taking many way too much
that's
time.
That's way too many.
We could do it so fast.
No. We are limited to the number of zzzts we're allowed in a show.
Okay.
And that would go well over our quota. 312-946-4995 is our text line. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one's got to go. And since it is Melissa and Austin's Vegas week, we need them to be Vegas related. Joining us today is our dear friend, Mo in Tinley. Mo, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
Oh. Hey, Mo. I thought you were a girl. Until I heard your voice.
Have you ever heard of the Three Stooges, Mo?
They used to
Mo
call
can
me
be
Mo.
A boy's name.
They used to call me Mo. All right. Well, Mo, are you ready to play Someone's Gotta Go?
I am.
Okay. Let's go, Kyle.
From a 219 texter, one's gotta go. A country concert at the Sphere in Vegas or spending a football weekend at the Circa pool. Which one's gotta go, Mo?
The country concert. The country concert's going.
That's going? You're going to sit at the pool all day?
Oh, yeah. Watch football? Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, Mo, hope you don't mind us clinking our Mai Tai glasses together because, my man, I am right there with you watching college football all day. Stadium Swim is heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It is sports, pool, drinking. That's my three favorite things.
Okay. Melissa?
You know what? Mo, Joe, you and me, Mo, going to go ahead and get our mojo on.
Easy, Dr. Seuss.
What was that?
I have no idea.
First you call him a woman, and then second you're trying to just say words.
She just had a
mojo,
stroke.
We're going to get our mojo on because I agree with you. You didn't let me finish.
No, I'm sorry.
Start.
That was our problem.
You're the one who wants to do 27 zizzes all over the place.
No, it will be fast. She zizzes too much in her brain.
Why?
Gosh. One's got to go. This one is a tough one from a 708 texter. Losing your luggage or the hotel losing your reservation.
Ooh.
The airline losing your luggage. Mo, which one's got to go?
I could lose my luggage. I'm cool with that.
Okay, you'd rather lose weight.
I like that you're like, I'm cool
Mo.
With that.
I love
you're
Mo.
So chill.
Wait, so you'd rather lose your luggage as opposed to the hotel?
Yeah, I'd rather lose my luggage.
Okay.
I'd rather get to the hotel and I still got somewhere to sleep.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Melissa?
I totally agree with you again, Mo, because you can go buy clothes.
Mm.
But if you don't have your hotel reservation, that could be a huge disaster.
You guys are crazy. Losing your luggage is the worst. Because it's like toothbrush, it's all your stuff, the shoes, everything. Keep me my luggage. I'll lose the hotel reservation.
Okay.
I can just book another hotel room or something.
All right. Last one, Mo, just for you today from 630 Texter. One's got to go. All-you-can-eat buffets or all the entertainment you could have in Vegas. Which one's got to go?
I like food. You can get rid of the entertainment.
I love Mo.
Speaking my language.
Well, Mo, you should listen to us tomorrow when we're live at Circa. That's entertainment in Vegas.
That's all the entertainment in Vegas we'll have.
And you can bring your own food.
BYOF.
Mojo.
Austin.
Melissa.
We got an email from Lisa in Carroll Stream for Dear Melissa in Austin, who has a problem about the bride and the mom taking over something at the wedding.
Uh-oh.
Here's what the email reads. My mom is coming to my wedding, of course. But here's the thing. She started dating this guy only 2 months ago, and now she's insisting on bringing him. And I've never even met him.
Oh, my gosh.
She says she really likes him, but I do not want a total stranger in my wedding pictures. Do I put my foot down, or is that too harsh on my mom?
This is hard because, one, it's your mom. Two, like, unless you know it's going to be a sure thing. Like, I go back and forth on this because it's like, okay, maybe there's a compromise there. Maybe he can come to the wedding, but just he's not going to be in the photos. Like, I think that's a fair compromise. However, it is her day to plan and to do it exactly how she wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like you need to talk to your mom and be like, Mom, can he just not be there for this one day? I understand you like him. I haven't even met him. Like, lay out exactly what she laid out to us in this email.
Yeah.
To her mom.
And try to meet him ahead of time.
Well, yeah, definitely.
What happens if you really like him? Then maybe that would change everything.
It could.
But
sure.
If you're still just so-so and you don't really feel like you know him very well, I think you can tell the mom, no, it's your wedding. I don't think I would want a bunch of strangers at my wedding either.
Right.
So I understand that. That's about friends and family.
It's bad enough, like half the people at the wedding you don't know because of your spouse's side. You know, like your the groom side, you know, like there were a bunch of people.
Cousins.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. People my wife knew that brought their extended family that I'd never met before.
Yeah, that seems weird.
But at least it is family, or at least there is those ties there.
Mm-hmm. This isn't just somebody you've dated for 2 months.
Exactly. This guy just got on board. And until you know it's a sure thing, I'm always like hesitant to like extend that invite. And you would think the mom would recognize that, but the fact that she didn't, this is going to require a conversation, as most dear Melissa and Austins do. But if she is steadfast and she's like, no, I want to bring him, then say, okay, but he's not going to be in any of the photos.
Could you imagine if he was in any photos, which he'll be in some, and then they break up?
Yeah.
And she goes back and looks at that day.
It's going to be awkward.
And he was like just this short-lived relationship with her mom.
I think that's something she should bring up when she says to her mom, like, mom, what happens if you guys do break up? We're going to be looking back at these photos with bad memories.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is my wedding day. I want this to be nothing but great memories.
I just say you tell her absolutely not.
Which I'm okay with. I'm okay with that. But you don't want to cause a rift with your mom right before your wedding. So if she is like adamant about bringing him, just say, okay, but he's not going to be in any photos. Like, you know, the family photos and that kind of stuff.
All right. I only think the mom has that say if she's paying for part of the wedding.
Well, bride's mom, she might be. But thank you so much for emailing us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We really do appreciate it.
If you need any advice, email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
We leave a little bit later today for Las Vegas. It is Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. It is Vegas week here because we are doing our first live remote in Vegas.
At Circa, it is going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Early morning, if anybody's out there and you want to stop by, we will be there if you're having a late night.
That's right. The Bears play the Raiders this weekend. So
yeah.
If you are going to be out there for the game, yeah, make sure you swing by Circa at some point this weekend and come find us. I'll be planted at Stadium Swim pretty much the entire weekend. In fact, I'm super excited for this trip. What I'm not excited for is getting out there.
What do you mean?
Not looking forward to the flight out there, Mel.
Really? How come?
Mainly because we're booked on the same flight.
Oh, gosh. Austin.
What? You know where
I know
I'm
what
going.
I do.
You know where I'm going with this, Mel.
Yes,
you know
of
exactly
course.
Where I'm going
yes,
with this.
Yes, because you don't like talking. And I like to chit-chat a little.
Melissa, nobody likes talking on planes.
Some people do.
No, Melissa.
There are a select few.
I want you to watch today while we were on the flight out to Las Vegas. And you just notice without talking, just notice how many people are talking on the plane.
That's just it. On a Vegas flight or say like a flight, for example, to Cancun, people are ready to party. They're drinking.
Okay.
They're starting ahead of time. I'm not saying they talk the entire flight, but people will chit-chat. Or you just say hi to your little neighbor sitting next to you.
This topic originally came up on this show after our very first trip together. Do you remember where it was?
We went to Memphis?
We went to Memphis for St. Jude. And when we got back, I realized, oh, Melissa is a plane talker. And you got upset at me. You go, I remember, it was like we were boyfriend, girlfriend. You looked at me and you go, are you mad at me? And I go, what? No. She goes, are you sure? And I go, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm not mad at you. And she goes, well, you haven't said a word to me all flight long.
Not only that, but we met up at the airport and we barely knew each other. So I thought,
no,
in my
barely
head,
knew each other. We
my,
had been working for a year and a half at that
it
point.
It had not been that long. And I thought, oh, this is a great chance for Austin and I off
oh,
work
gosh.
To like, chit-chat, get to
we
know
got to know each other,
other
in Memphis and just not on the flight there. You go,
yeah.
You go, do you talk to your wife on the plane? I go, honestly, no. And honestly, my wife does think you're a little crazy for talking on flights. And then you
does
go, what
not.
About your best friend? And I was like, my best friend? I was like, I don't ever travel with him. And he's like, yeah, well, would you talk to him on a flight? Probably not, Mel.
Yes, you would.
312-946-4995. Are you a plane talker?
Especially if you're with your spouse.
Help me prove a point here. 312-946-4995. So many people I've talked to have been like, I cannot believe Melissa's a plane talker. I'm like, yeah, I know. And I have to travel with her.
Hey, but then
to Memphis, San Diego.
It doesn't mean that you talk the whole time.
Now
you,
Vegas.
If you're traveling with a friend, You don't sit in silence.
312-946-4995. Please get in here and let us know. Are you a plain talker or are you not? I need both sides to come in here. Well, actually, no, I really just need one side.
And it doesn't
to come
mean
in.
You're talking the entire time.
312-946-4995. Help me tell my co-host that she's
me.
Crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy, lady. Holly in Woodstock.
Do you chat a little bit on a plane?
Okay.
No, I chat a lot on a plane.
Okay, Holly.
Thank you, Holly. I really knew this was going to happen. No, I'm serious. Some people don't talk. I get it. But there are people that talk. Maybe you don't talk maybe the entire time. Right, Holly? Who do you talk to?
Well, it depends. Like, my very first encounter with my husband on an airplane, we were coming home from a cruise. And we got split seats, and there was a guy that said, oh, hey, I'm flying by myself, and said to my husband, here, you can have my seat. My husband said, oh, God, please, no. He goes, you can have her. She doesn't ever stop talking.
See? So your husband is a non-talker, right?
He doesn't say two words. He's stone quiet.
Oh, my gosh. What happens if you were with a girlfriend and you're traveling or a coworker? Would you talk to the coworker?
Nobody likes talking on planes.
Exactly. Well, Holly does.
Yeah, well, yeah, but nobody likes Holly for talking on planes.
That's
no offense, Holly.
True.
I love you. Holly, thank you
Holly,
so much for the call.
You.
We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Dolores in Crystal Lake.
Do you talk on planes?
Yes. I talk on planes all the time.
Dolores.
Thank you, Dolores.
Does anyone like you for it? I have to ask.
To be honest, you know what? When I travel with my boys, they always say, Mom, when we get on the flight, please do not talk to anybody sitting next to us. Across from us. And then I'm like, okay, I won't. And then as soon as we get on the flight, I'm like, hi, what's your name?
Oh, my gosh, you are Melissa. You are Melissa.
I think that that's sweet. It doesn't mean you talk the entire time, but to introduce yourself to the person next to you, say hello.
Look, traveling is stressful enough. I don't need to carry conversation while we're 10,000 feet in the air.
You know, that's my son. He's like, puts on his AirPod and he's sitting there. And I'm like, we're going to Vegas. We need to talk. We're already been drinking. Let's go. Let's get this party started on the
floor. Oh, my gosh. No, Dolores. No, you need to save the energy for when your wheel's down in Vegas.
Now Dolores, you start the party.
Despite your answer, thank you for calling.
I love you, Dolores.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Sophia in Mundelein.
Do you talk on planes?
I don't talk on planes.
Oh, why? Thank you, Sophia. Finally. Thank you.
My husband, too, does not like talking on planes at all.
No?
And you guys are doing the Lord's work for not talking.
Sophia, what happens if you were traveling with a girlfriend?
No, I didn't even talk on the plane for my bachelorette party. I watched a movie.
Yes! They go on her bachelorette party with the women in this world that she loves the most.
Did any of the other girls talk?
No.
Thank you!
Oh, my gosh.
Sophia, you're
hurting my cause.
I'm telling you, Mel, talking on a plane should be a federal law, just up there with smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
If you talk on a plane, they should do an emergency landing and escort you off the flight.
Stop it. I'm not saying you talk the entire flight, but to say a few words to somebody is okay.
Mel, remember the last time you talked on a flight on the way back from Istanbul?
Yeah.
And you had that creepy guy rubbing your back?
but
those are the type of people that talk on planes.
Not true. Get out of here. Well, thanks anyway, Sophia.
No, Sophia, I am so glad you called because everyone's calling in to come to the defense of Mel. And so I'm so glad that you brought some sense to this radio program.
No problem.
Okay.
Tell your husband I love him, too.
Thanks, Sophia.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
We got some Nico Moon tickets we want to give away. He is coming to Joe's Live October 2nd. This is a 21 and over show, and it is going to be a good time. Sipping apple pie moonshine, right? No. Anyway, but we only want to give it to someone who's up to date on their current events.
That's right. It's Trends with Benefits.
Joining us today is our dear friend, Jessica on the South Side.
Hey.
Hey. All right, Jessica, you have a chance to win these Nico Moon tickets at Joe's Live October 2nd. This is Trends with Benefits. You need to know your trends. So we have three stories. Two are fake. One is real. And then you tell us the real one. Do you feel ready to play?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Tone Loc, let's do it. Let's play. Story number one. Loyola Chicago's Sister Jean announces her retirement at 106 years old.
Story number two. Las Vegas announces they have tickets you could buy that take you in a mini rocket to the edge of Earth's atmosphere.
And story number three, Garth Brooks launches a vegan barbecue sauce, calling it the No Bull Grill.
Which one's the real one?
Ooh, the third one, maybe?
Is it Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that stinks, Jessica. You were so close to winning those tickets.
Austin.
Yeah.
Hey, can I talk to you for a quick
second? Hey, Jessica, can you sit tight just 1 second real quick? What's up?
This is, you know, we love giving away these tickets.
Right,
and
we love
Nico Moon.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Cool. We want to spread the joy of Nico.
Yeah. Do you think we could, like, let her have another guest to see if maybe she could get these tickets?
Give Jessica another guest?
Yeah, let's try. Is that cool?
All right.
Okay,
you know,
great.
In honor of Vegas Week. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, yes.
We're going to give you another chance. So of the two stories remaining, Sister Jean or Vegas's new attraction, which is the real story?
The real story, Sister Jean?
Is it Sister Jean? Jessica,
hey.
You're going to Nico Moon!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You did it! Congratulations!
I'm so excited.
It's going to be a really good time.
It is. Nico is one of our absolute favorites. Such a nice guy, and he's such a great performer because he doesn't just play his hits. He plays all of the hits that he's had a hand in writing, which is way more than you realize. So it is going to be a lot of fun, and it's a 21 and over show, so you could take Sister Jean with you if you wanted to.
Not Sister Jean. I don't think she'd enjoy that.
No, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. 100. What is she, 106?
106. Yeah, wow. It might be hard getting a nun in a bar.
I don't know. That sounds like a joke. A nun walked into a bar.
Right? And she was just there for the Nico Moon concert. Yeah. Jessica, thank you so much for playing with us. Sit tight for just a second. We're going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
See, look, it pays to stay up to date with your current events, doesn't it?
It sure does. Helps when you know trends, because we have trends with benefits.
It's Melissa and Austin.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
Let's get to some great news.
It is time for The Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. If you need to lose weight, go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great
Grace in Jefferson Park.
What's your great news?
So we are all on the same boat. It will be my very first time this weekend in Vegas to go and watch my very first NFL game live at the stadium.
Come on.
Oh,
that is awesome.
That's going to be so cool.
All right. So we're all going to be in Vegas this weekend. Grace, where are you staying?
Actually, the Luxor, which I heard was like a risk, but we're optimistic, so we're hoping it's going to still be a great time.
I think it's going to be okay. Yeah. I don't know why it would be a risk, but...
Well, listen, if it is a risk, we are always a short Uber drive away. We'll be in Old Town Vegas at Circa. You should come swing by, hit up Stadium Swim, and hang out with us on either Friday or Saturday. We'll be out there.
I love you guys so much. I would absolutely love to do that.
Okay.
Well, then you better
do it.
You know exactly where we're going to be.
Yeah, and you know how to get in contact with us at US 99 Mornings on socials. Just shoot us a DM, and hopefully we can link up.
Okay, awesome.
I love this. Do you have anything else planned other than the football game?
We're going to catch a Cirque du Soleil show because when in Vegas.
Ooh,
do you know which one?
That's so cool.
You know, the O, I believe the ticket.
Yes.
Had. Yeah.
Yes.
They've been playing that for a while, but
that's
I hear it's amazing.
I've seen that show. That is fantastic.
Yeah, we were told it'd be illegal to go and not see it. So.
You would be arrested. Yeah. It is.
I don't want to be arrested my very first time in Vegas.
Well,
maybe
if you're.
Second.
Yeah. That's a second time trip.
I was going to say, no, if you're going to get arrested in Vegas, make it for something really good.
Easy, Mel.
Well, we cannot wait to see you. Make sure you come over and say hi, okay?
Okay, will do. Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Enjoy your trip in Vegas. Come back with a story to tell.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right. Ashley in Manuka.
What's your great news?
I am calling to say we are heading to Vegas October 16th to celebrate my mama turning 60.
Come on.
Hey.
I love that.
That's so cool.
When's your mom's actual birthday?
It is the 16th.
Oh, nice. So you're flying out on her birthday.
And a fun fact is it's actually me and my brother's birthday on the 17th.
Stop.
So we will be celebrating our birthday on Friday.
Are you twins?
We are 7 years apart.
No way!
And you have the same birthday. God, what are the odds? Uh-huh. It's like going to be one in a million.
Well, really, and fun. That it's the day after the mom's birthday, too.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And what are you guys going to do in Vegas?
We're surprising our mom. She doesn't know just yet, but we are planning to take her and get her first tattoo. Hopefully some matching tattoos. We are doing a spa day at the M Resort.
Oh, now you're talking.
Nice.
Yeah. And of course, some, you know, drinking and gambling.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that my is going to be so fun.
Melissa, our birthdays are right around the 16th and 17th of October. So what do you say you and me maybe make another trip out to Vegas that same week?
Yes, join us.
Okay. Oh, that'd be so
fun. All right,
fun.
Ashley. Well, we will see you out there. Thank you so much for calling and sharing your great news, especially here on Vegas Week.
Of course.
Call us back afterwards for the great day.
And happy early birthday.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
It is 6:35-ish Vegas time. You know, I'm just getting ourselves ready for
No.
Which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Paige in Aurora and Lauren in Shanahan. Lauren, why don't you say hello to Paige?
Hi, Paige. Good morning, Lauren.
All right, ladies, you're up for these tickets to go see Parker McCollum at Credit Union One Amphitheater coming up in Tinley on October 4th. With a 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to this game, though, is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel like you're ready to play?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I love that. So polite.
I'm not used to that.
I know. It's
Wait,
so
which
polite.
One of you said that?
Me.
Paige did?
Paige.
Well, thank you, Paige.
Yeah, Paige. We should all take a page out of her book.
I'm a nurse. It's habit.
Yeah. nice.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. What old country artist is widely referred to as the king of the singing cowboys?
Paige? Is it Alan Jackson?
It is not. Lauren, you got a guess?
I'm going to guess Willie Nelson.
Is it Willie Nelson? Both good guesses, but we were looking for Gene Autry.
Oh, it's before my time.
Yeah.
Before all
a lot
of our times.
Yeah. Okay, question number two. In 1990, which fancy country music star starred in the movie Tremors?
Lauren. Walker Hayes.
Is it Walker Hayes? Different fancy. Mm-hmm. Different fancy.
Paige, do you have a guess?
3 seconds?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It was Reba McEntire from the movie Tremors.
Yeah. Great movie.
Great movie. I love that movie.
Kevin Bacon.
I know.
Question number three. Still 0-0. Which country music star is known for hits like Sunshine on My Shoulders, Rocky Mountain High, and Take
Lauren.
Me...
Lauren.
John Denver.
Is it John Denver? Lauren is on the board, 1-0.
That was probably before your time, and you got that one.
I was going to say, good for you.
Love John Denver.
I know, he's really good. Okay, question number four. In 2002, Johnny Cash released his own cover of the song Hurt. What rock band sings the original version of that song?
Oh, I know, too.
3 seconds?
I have no idea.
Paige?
It's definitely not the right one. It's not Nine Inch Nails, is it?
Is it Nine Inch Nails?
It is! Oh my
shut
goodness!
Up.
Shut up! You're right!
Shut up! You shut up!
Went from yes man to shut up.
Yeah.
Oh good, right? Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
All right. Tied? We're tied.
They're tied 1-1.
We're all tied up 1-1. Heading into this fifth and final question, winner of this is going to see Parker McCollum. Question number five. According to her hit song, who does Carrie Underwood ask to take the wheel?
Paige. Lauren.
Paige.
Jesus.
Is it Jesus? You know, it would be fitting. The woman who said, yes, ma'am, to start things off ends with an answer with Jesus. That's right. Paige, you're going to Parker McCollum.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You're going.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, congratulations on winning those tickets.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Lauren, you were strong out of the gate.
Yeah.
So try back and call again with the 5 at 8.
You got me on the John Denver. Good for you.
I know. Yeah.
Good for you and 9-inch nails.
Yeah.
Out of left field.
Big Trent Reznor fan, Pages. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.